Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I just felt like we played our game. You know, we were aggressive early on. We hit some shots. DK had a... some splash plays. Obviously, when he's making plays like that, we're a better football team. Getting him involved in the first play wasn't exactly the play call, but I kind of felt when he told me he was thinking about that play Saturday night that I was hoping for a certain coverage so I could give him a shot in the first play of the game to get us going, and they gave us the coverage I was hoping for, and DK ran a great route, and I put the ball in a good spot.
Rogue Rogers, baby! It is anti-Mike Tomlin at the latter stage of his career, to be aggressive. That's what made last week so surprising. That's what made last week feel so rewarding as a Steelers fan. Aaron Rodgers wants to be aggressive, and he's going rogue, baby. And that's why I believe we might see some of that tonight. I don't know that they're going to want him to throw it as much as he did against Baltimore, given wind and cold and things of that nature. But I think early they're going to try to push the ball down the field. And I think that's going to be part of their recipe moving forward, Doran. If Rodgers weren't the quarterback, then I would say, yeah, last week was probably a one-off. But because Rodgers is the quarterback, I could see him saying, forget everything else. I'm going to do what I got to do. If I see something, I'm throwing it. And that gives me a little bit of faith.
I just don't know how, if you're Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, or this football staff, this coaching staff, and you break down the film of last game and you don't just, just give Rodgers the power that he needs and wants. Like, how can you watch that game last week and be like, oh, well, you know what? We're going to put our game plan on the table, and we're going to start with that, and we're going to roll with that. And Rodgers, you kind of play within the game plan that we put on the table and we put on the board and we hand you because it's our offense and it's our team, and we feel that this is the best course of action. Like, how could you watch that film and think that that would be a better case for you winning a football game?
And yet I think they might. And I think Rodgers will be at the line of scrimmage and he'll go, I got my man DK singled up on the outside. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw it to him.
Yeah.
I like that Rodgers doesn't give a rat's ass. Whereas Russ, and we talked about this a little bit last week, Russ was trying to reframe his football reputation. I'm going to get along. Sean Payton said some mean things about me. People think I'm hard to work with, blah, blah, blah. And so they said, you know what? You can't do the check with me at the line as much as you'd like, Russ. And he probably thought, you know what? Okay, I will do what you ask because I don't want my reputation to get soiled. Rodgers doesn't care about his football reputation. He cares about the off-the-field stuff. He wants to be perceived the way that he sees himself. But this football guy?
No.
No, he's going to do what he thinks is best come hell or high water. He did it last year with the Jets to the team's detriment, but I think that's because the Jets, you know, you take an inch, you give them a mile. Steelers don't quite go that far, but I think Rodgers is going to go out there, and I think Thielen being out there and MVS being in the right spot, I think that helps him.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's going to leave, at times, DK singled up, and he's not going to be afraid to take his shots. He took one to Calvin Austin last week. I don't think, after the way that they performed last week with the same stuff, I don't think that Rodgers is going to just revert back to being a check down Charlie.
No.
I don't think it's happening. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'd love to talk to you on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Caboli going to join us in 19 minutes. A texter writes in, the defense is going to be better without TJ Watt. You agree?
Why?
They didn't provide any details.
Hmm.
Look, Watt's not having a good year, and we're happy that he's seemingly okay after what was, I'm sure, a very scary circumstance for him. But he's 19th in the NFL in sacks. When he signed his deal, he was the highest paid non-quarterback in football. Caboli said, I think he's going to get 20 sacks this year. I said, he should, because that's the kind of money you're paying him. And then people crushed me. No one should be expected to have 20 sacks. Well, he got paid, and in 13 games has 7 sacks. Myles Garrett got paid.
Yes.
And in 14 games, he's got 21 and a half sacks. Myles Garrett is one sack away from tying T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan for the most sacks in a single season in NFL history. He's probably going to eviscerate the record. He's probably going to get 25 or more sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Still got 3 games left. That's what it looks like to play up to your contract. Now, I know the team sucks, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and my
even
God,
crazier.
I watched them, and they're horrific. Yes. Look at Joe Burrow. And he might be going through stuff in his personal life. I want to be delicate with this. Mental health, it's important. But Joe Burrow looked like he was going through the motions in the second half because his team sucks and because he's dealing with things and because he didn't have T. Higgins out there. And because nothing was going right. And because he's been hurt. And there are a lot of reasons. Myles Garrett's on a team that's 3-11. And he's busting his ass every single play.
Yep.
I give him a ton of credit. Now, I don't feel bad for him. There's some who feel bad for him. Oh, imagine him doing this on a great team. He signed there. He wanted to stay there. He wanted to get the bag. I don't feel bad for him.
No.
And I'm sure, you know what? He probably doesn't feel bad for himself.
No, not at all.
He's going to win another DPOY. He's going to set the all-time single season sack record. That's the stuff he cares about, but he's busting his ass out there. Meanwhile, TJ Watt got 7 sacks in 13 games, nowhere near good enough. Are they better without him? I'm not going to go that far. But can you live without him?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yep. You can live without him probably more than you can live without a Derek Harmon.
Now, I will say this. It may, and this is a stretch here. It's a stretch. It may alleviate or kind of expand the way that they play defense because maybe TJ Watt doesn't want to be moved around. Maybe he doesn't want to line up in different spots. He doesn't want to drop into coverage. Now, without TJ Watt, you maybe be able to do that with Herbig and be able to do that with Highsmith and
yes.
Be like, you know what? We can actually do different things now that TJ Watt isn't in the lineup and he is the, you know, I mean, he's the voice probably. He's like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't feel comfortable doing this. Now that he's not in there, it's like, okay, now we're going to mix some things up.
A little exotic.
Yeah, maybe.
Why is that always the word we use for like complicated defense? Exotic?
Exotic defenses, because it is.
Kind of gets me hot.
Yeah, exotic looking. Like, you know, exotic. Like a safari.
I was waiting for you to drop an animal and I was going to howl. I thought you were going to drop giraffe or something.
Yeah, like a giraffe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.